Good. You turn to 1 Peter. And we're going to read 1 Peter today once again. Okay? So 1 Peter is at the back at the New Testament. It's close to the end of the books already. 1 Peter, the sixth last book. 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and then Revelation. Okay? Okay. Good. Let's go to God in prayer. And let's ask God to help us to concentrate. And we pray that God will help us to, understand even more from His Word. Come, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank You for Your Word that we can read. We thank You for the wonderful truths that we can understand from Your Word. We pray that even as we read Your Word, that You help us to respond to it well, at the same time be challenged even more for the week ahead. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now let's recap a little bit. 1 Peter, written by Peter. So easy. Peter who? You know not? Peter who? You know his surname? Is it Hannah who? Who? Peter who? Hannah who? No, sorry. Okay. No. Okay, which Peter is this? This Peter is, the Apostle Peter that we know of. The Peter that followed the Lord Jesus Christ. The disciple Peter. Okay? Now, anybody can recap. What is the theme that we've been studying about? What is the theme? It is? You know? I can remember. Mark. Actually, were you here that time? No. Oh, you got a good excuse. I wasn't here. Fantastic. But the rest of you were. Alfred, what's the theme that we've been reading on? A genuine faith. Okay, now today we're going to read one verse. Just one verse. And of course, other verses, of course. But this is the key verse that we're focusing on today. And let's take a look in verse 9. Okay? Receiving the end of your faith. The salvation of your souls. Okay, let's try to understand this a little bit. You know, somebody once told me, when I was your age, actually, actually this was Jie Chengki, I remember very clearly. She says that this was, in the past, we used to have this thing called study specials. So, no, I kid you not, it's really true. Study specials. Do you have that during your time? So when I was your age, really, we had this thing called study specials. Basically, what they did was the teachers or the YPG comm members then, they will actually teach us ways to study or help us to study or motivate us to study if you're not even studying. And Jie Chengki was, and this was actually, I remember very clearly, this was at Bangau. You know where's Bangau? Jalan Bangau? It was when, you know, Bethany was here already, but we still own the place in some ways, or we still could use the place, Jalan Bangau. It was in Seletar Hills. And I was your age then. And she said this, how do you study? It is, do you remember Andrew? Said you begin with the end in mind. I don't know whether you remember that. I think it worked very well for him because, but for me it was just the end, finished. You know, it begin with the end in mind. And that's actually quite interesting because that's actually how you can study. So take for example, that's what she shared. When you study, can you imagine the end in mind? So take for example, you're Sec 2 this year. You begin your exams, or you begin your, not begin your exams, you begin your studies. At the end of it all, what do you hope to achieve? So she said, imagine your report card. Yes, and then what do you want? You want an F. You want an A. You want a C, or you want an E, and you get face. Okay, sorry, this is bad. But you know, what do you want in the end of the day? And this is actually quite an important principle. At the end of it all, at the end of school, what do you hope to expect? And what do you expect of yourself? What do you hope to achieve? Sec 1, 2, 3, 4. End of secondary school, what do you hope to achieve? What is the end in mind? Do you see, is there an end? There is an end to your all this madness and studying. One day it will all end, to some extent. Unless you you just love studying and you just continue to study for the rest of your life, or you become a scholar for that matter. What is end in mind? Actually, end of Sec 4, what do you hope to achieve, Asha? What is the end? Can you imagine one day you're Sec 4, you graduated from Anglican High, and then what do you hope to achieve? Wow, I'm now an Anglican High person. I'm an Anglican Higher. I'm going to high. What do you want to, what do you achieve? Okay, you can go JC. Okay, that's one. Anybody else? At the end of your secondary school, right? We hope some of you all have to take O levels. Some of you all have the IP. So the aim is just to go to a JC. But end of it all, there's something that you want to achieve, isn't it? End of Sec 3, what do you want to have? Is there anything in mind that you have at the end of Sec 3? What is the end of it all? Come to close of school. What do you say that, okay, this is, I hope for this, I plan for this, and now it's something that, thankfully, by God's grace, you achieved it. What is it that you want to have? See, it's sometimes good to imagine the end, because the end helps us to understand what we are doing in the present. Okay, any questions so far? Okay, you can ask questions along the way, you know. What is the end? Is the end the end? The end, this one also got many. The end? Or which one? Or this one? The end. This is the end. Different. Huh? Okay? No, the end. Do you understand? We learned about the end. Why? Because it helps us with the present. Now, this is a question for not a Sec 3s. You realize very quickly that at the end of October, you will not be here anymore. You are going to YPG 2. You've graduated. So what do we give to you? We give you O-levels. Is there a test to examination at the end of YPG 1? Yes, there is. We will sit for a 5-hour test about what you've learned over the past 3 years. And whether you pass or not will allow you whether you go YPG 1 or 2 or just remain at YPG half. You know, you cannot go anywhere. You're stuck. No, what? So, but this is a question for you. What do you hope to achieve at the end of YPG? Not just for the Sec 3s. You just think about it. What do you hope to have after 3 years of being here? What is the end of YPG? One. And that's something for you to think about. So, which means that hopefully along the way, some of you can also come up to just share a little bit at the end of YPG, right? There's something that hopefully you learn in YPG. So this is the end. Now, can this be applied to our faith? Absolutely. What is the end of your faith? Does it mean your faith ends? Finish. Conclusion. No, let's just read. Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. So what does it mean here? What it means, this idea of end here, right? The end. It's not finish, it's not die, it's not, you know, sometimes we say, this is the end of me. You're dead. Before the paper, your exam paper start. Oh no, it is the end. And then you are, right? Or sometimes you receive the results. Oh, this is the end. Your parents tell you, this is the end, right? But what does this mean here? Is it in that sense? The idea of end here, it means it's a goal. The outcome of faith. When we have faith, what can we look forward to? And this wonderful, beautiful word. What is that? Salvation. We can look forward to salvation at the end of our faith. And why do we seek after faith? It's because what do we look forward to? We look forward to salvation. Anybody, do you all attend any other things outside? You know, any hobbies that you try to do and things like that? So, take for example, Tia Suhei likes to, she has this book that they try to do all those, you know, those nice handwritings, you know, those nice handwritings, those that the book, and then you, I don't know how they do it, you know, but they just, very nice. I don't know, but, you know, you all try, I mean, some of the ladies, do y'all do that? Huh? Okay. So, you know, she will take time to practice it again and again. I really don't. It's like 习字, you know, 习字. Huh? You know, every time you go, 家, then you just write like 10 million times. After a while, it becomes like, yeah, right? And but she would take time to practice it. And I say, like, why are you doing this so slowly? You know, and it's a penmanship. You try that. You know, Hannah, y'all do that, right? Some of y'all know that? Okay, but it's nice. I have to say it's nice. But, you know, wow, then the words would be, very, wow. Then, you know, you do the sweet, and then wheat, and, you know, and something like that, right? I don't know. But it's nice. It looks nice, okay? You know, what is N? And I asked her, why do you spend so much time doing it? So when she's just free, she just do that. That's like, is there something better to do? But it was the end of it all. Is that you can write and design something nice, right? Rather than, you know, just whatever it is. And so that is the end. Because you are hoping to achieve something at the end of it all. You know, you the way, like say some of you all do sports, right? And why do you go again and again and again? Some of you do dance, some of you do debate, some of you do all sorts of things. Why do you train again and again? Because you hope to have something at the end of it all. And it's something that is worthwhile getting. Sometimes it's not so easy. Do you all play the piano? And I mean, do you all play instruments? I used to play the piano. My parents would ask me to play the piano. They would send me for classes. So, you know, there's the usual grade 1, grade 2, grade 3. It was torture. It was torture for me because you know why? I could not see the end of it. I could not see the purpose of it. I could not see what am I doing here every day? Just play the C major, D major, arpeggios, then whole day write the theory, draw the thing, you know, the tempo here, the tempo there. This is, you know, this what a minim la, crochet la, then the in-between is the minim and the dot la, correct? I mean, the last one is the what the this one, what's the last one? The four beats one. Semi-brief, then don't know what, then, you know, it's so funny that I couldn't see the end of it, and I hated it. I really hated it. It was, I was just talking to Sir Steve, wow, this was a nightmare. But you know, when I look back, I realized that because I learned some music, at least I can know how to read notes a little bit. And that's helpful because there's sometimes there's, you know, you're saying immortal, invisible. So at least if I see the score, I can roughly, you know how to sing a little bit. Not the immortal, invisible, you know, at least there's some tune to it. And, you know, you learn a bit and you realize that it's actually helpful. But at the point of time, in the midst of it, I cannot see anything of it. I just wanted to quit. Trust me, I want to quit every time. I remember it was like Monday or Tuesday piano classes. Every time I say, oh, I cannot. I got stomach ache. I got headache. I got everything. And then the piano teacher would be absolutely frustrated with me also because I'm supposed to practice the pieces, but I don't practice them. Eventually, you know, again and again, it was a nightmare. But not for faith. Because faith, here, Peter tells you the exact end of it. And there's something to look forward to it. And so, can you imagine? In the midst, why do we have faith? Because there's a wonderful, glorious end to it. And that is salvation. Salvation of your souls. It is something really worthwhile to look into. That is what it means. When you see something worthwhile, this is something I really want to have. This is something that I pray that I can have. This is something that what just excites me. Every day I just think about faith. What am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to salvation. Salvation of my soul. Where once I've, you know, there's so much problems, but you know what? God can save you out of that problems. Salvation of your soul. That is a wonderful thing to look forward to. Do you know that? You know, we're going to talk a bit more. You know, what else can we learn about this thing of salvation? What is salvation? Okay, any questions so far? Salvation, let me introduce to you the first one word we can think of salvation. What is it? It is something that is truly profound. Do you know that salvation? Let's read, okay? In verse 10. Of this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you. Who are these prophets? Do you know? Do you understand how the scriptures are written? This is the scriptures. There's this thing called the Old Testament. There's this thing called the New Testament. Who are these prophets? These prophets are found here, hundreds of years ago. Before Peter came into birth, or before Peter was even written, what happened? God, since long ago, has planned for salvation. God, since long ago, has promised salvation. Since long ago, in the book of Isaiah, many prophetic books, He has given prophets to speak of this salvation. So what does it mean that this salvation that God is giving to us? It is something that is not just, okay, He's anything of it, okay, then let's do it. It's not so simple. It's actually deep, it's rich, it is glorious. How do you understand this? You know National Day? How long does it take to prepare for National Day? Do you know? Sorry? It takes months. So when does the preparation for National Day begin? The planning for National Day. Do you know when it starts? Anybody? Do you know when it starts, Shayna? Yeah, the planning. No, do you take part in National Day? You take part? Oh, really? What do you do? What did you do? What do you do in National Day? Oh, you're in a marching contingent. Really? Amazing. That's very nice. Was it very tough? The practice was quite a lot, right?
Since March.
Okay, but when does the planning actually begin? So do y'all see Shayna? I saw Chrissy's dad. You know, whoa, this guy. Yeah. Were you there? Also, no, right? Only you and your mom. Yeah. But it was you. Only your mom and your dad. But it was very funny. I laughed. Hey, that's Jie Chungping. Then you know, but when does it actually start? The planning actually starts the next day after. Very much so. It takes 1 year to plan for the National Day Parade. And it takes months to rehearse. It takes about a year to prepare for. And sometimes they prepare even before that. They roughly know what they plan in the series, yes? So, of course, you know, it is not easy. It takes 1 year to prepare. And for something to prepare like that, obviously, it is significant, isn't it? It's not something that is just on the spot. Now, Olympics. World Cup. World Cup happens every... There, you know? Huh? You still don't know? Every year World Cup. Next year World Cup. What? Okay, so this is 2018. So the last World Cup was in 2014. Where the last World Cup was Brazil, yes? So the next World Cup is 2022. Yes? And that will be in Qatar. Qatar, right? Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, yeah? So now, you know what Qatar is preparing now? You know, Qatar is like a desert. It is like, you know, Middle East. It's a desert. It takes 4 years to prepare for this. Brazil, same also. 4 years. You know why? Because they got to build the stadiums. They got to build the infrastructure. They got to build everything so that people can come and watch the thing. 4 years to prepare for. Now, that is not easy, isn't it? Because time and time again, it takes 4 years to prepare for this. And for four to prepare 4 years for something like that, it is obviously significant, isn't it? It is something that is to be celebrated. So, you know, there's when people start, there's a huge celebration and things like that. Now, Olympics, how many years? Do you know? 4, right? 4 years or so. When Beijing held the Olympics, it was one of the biggest celebrations ever. Why? Because they took so long to prepare for it. And obviously, it's significant. Deeply significant. You watch movies? Yes? Do you know how long this takes to produce a movie? You know, this show called Avatar. Have you seen Avatar? The blue dudes. It's like, you know how long it took to prepare that? 10 years. It took 10 years to prepare for a film like that. 10 years. James Cameron. So his movies are usually like, you know, the huge scale. 10 years before Avatar. So Avatar 2. It's Avatar 2. I don't know when they're coming out. But it takes a long time to prepare for such a... You know Avatar? Mark? The skin colour is the colour you're wearing now. Yeah? It takes years to prepare for such a thing. Now, there's this place in Europe where they have a musical. They call it the Passion Play. Obamagau. This place in Obamagau. It's in Germany. In 10 years, they produce a play every 10 years. You know why? Because in the past, long time ago, a plague swept through the land. And because this village, they believed that they prayed to God, God answered their prayers. And all the villages wiped out except this village. And what was their commitment? Every 10 years, the whole village will come together and they'll prepare a play, to put up a passion play, run for a few weeks. And the play will take 5 hours. And you will sit out in the open and you'll watch it. And it's all written it's all spoken in German. And people from all over the world will fly in to watch it. It is beautiful. But it's very cold, they say. I've not been there. Actually, I hear this person that told me it's actually a pastor. Pastor went over there to watch the thing. Every 10 years, they produce a play like that. And for something so significant, it's obviously, if something is so wonderful and so, you know, it is not off the spot, just a few months to prepare. It takes 10 years to prepare something like that. Now, obviously, it tells us that this must be nothing less than really deep and really rich in everything that they do. Now, let's look at faith and the salvation that God prepared for us. Did God think of salvation suddenly just yesterday? Obviously not. It took years to prepare people to receive such salvation. And obviously, when it takes years, and God planned this from way back, since the time of Genesis, all the way to where the Lord Jesus Christ came to birth, it took years, again and again. This was the Lord's message. I will bring you salvation, again and again. And in the Old Testament, we read of texts that are really deep, really wonderful. Why? It all speaks of the salvation that God will give. What is salvation? It is something that is truly profound. We may not fully understand it, but there are many deep lessons. I came to salvation, I mean, when I was a teenager. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Am I still learning about salvation? Absolutely. There's so much to learn about salvation. You know, this Christmas, I'm going to try something interesting. For the Christmas concert, we're going to do Wise Men. Now, it's interesting because you look at the wise men in the Bible, you know, how would these people know of the Lord Jesus Christ? Right? They, out of nowhere, suddenly the wise men came, and then they say, we've come to worship the King of the Jews. You know the story of the wise men? Who were these wise men? How come they would know of such things like that? You see, we believe that the wise men had the text. And we call this, for them, they call this the ancient text, the Old Testament. These were texts written by prophets, and they would have come to read of such a wonderful salvation. You know, they were moved as they read this, they were moved as they saw the star, they pieced it together, and now this is salvation that they also want to seek, that they also want to find. You know, salvation is really deep. Wise men who are, you know, learned, scholar in so many ways, yet they will still seek after this salvation. Why? Because this salvation is truly profound. You understand this idea of profound? You know, what you have now, and if you truly have faith, you know, what is the end of your faith? Salvation. You know, what can you look forward to? You can look forward to something that is really deep, really rich, really wonderful. You know, some of you all play Pokemon, huh? Last time, whatever it is. Pokemon, then you play level up, level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, sometimes level 9. Yeah, then you get it, okay, fine. Or some of you all even, let's say you practice all your different things. You know, I don't know what you practice, but let's say you're NCC, yeah? Or then you go to the rank, you know, become a... First is a recruit. Yeah, is it recruit? Is it correct? No. Oh, yeah, NPCC, right? NCC, right? Yeah, and then there's after that, a corporal, then there's a sergeant, and then after... I also don't know what else is there. Then the master sergeant and things like that. So there are many levels, isn't it? But after all, you realize that that's it. Is that all? But faith is obviously different. It goes deeper each time. It goes richer each time. It never exhausts itself. That is the wonderful thing about salvation. Okay, now, let's understand. What else about salvation can we find? Okay, let's go. Let's read. Verse 11. Searching what? Okay. So, of this salvation, the prophets inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you. Verse 11, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating, he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them, okay, now that is hard, okay, but
let's try to go on a bit. Verse 12, to them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us they were ministering these things, which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven.
Okay, now that is a mouthful. Do you all follow what I was saying? I doubt so. But do you understand? Anybody understand what this part is saying? Anybody? What is he saying here? What's Peter saying here? Now, it's a mouthful of words, but if I can help you to explain, I can help to explain a little bit of what it means. It's this. Long ago, God revealed his plans to the prophets. Okay? This is the Old Testament, okay? This is where we are at now. Okay, this is the Lord Jesus Christ when he came to be born. Okay? This is where we are at. Now, long ago, God revealed to his prophets about salvation that will come, about the Lord Jesus Christ who will come. Yes? And they searched for it very hard. They searched for it, they asked for it, they inquired about it. But did the Lord Jesus come then? Did God's plan of salvation come here? Not for many years. All the way until this time here. You know, it did not come for many years at all. Until when finally at that Christmas night, when the Lord Jesus came. What does it mean actually? And the prophets searched tremendously. But they knew that it would come years later. But for us, today, what does it mean? It means that salvation is already here. That's what Peter is saying. You see, the prophets, they searched so hard. They wrote so many things about Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what? Salvation has already come to you. And whose benefits the most of it? It's you, because salvation has already come. People have waited so long for such salvation to come. People have waited so long for the Lord Jesus. The prophets wrote again and again. But now, salvation has already come to us. It means that salvation is not something in the past. It is something that is present. It is here. You can have salvation. You can already receive salvation. That's what it means. It's not something that is long ago. Yes, it's written long ago. It's part of history. But you know what? It is here. You can have salvation. And it's not something, you know, only happen. You have to wait a long time more before it comes. It is already here. You know what? This is a wonderful thing. Can you combine the two together now? You see, salvation is a wonderful thing to have. It's deep, it's rich, it's profound. The prophets understood that. They say, wow, this is something that God is going to promise. It's something that God is going to give. And they waited for that day. But for us, the Lord Jesus has already come. He is here and we can receive that wonderful and rich salvation. You know, something to be something made present is actually a wonderful idea. That means it is real. It is present day. And we move on. I'll just share with you the last part. And then we can see any other questions. No, not only is it present, it's this word, okay? So, it is profound. It is present. And what's the last one? This thing called, it is priced. Let's read the last part here. The Holy Spirit sent from heaven, the end of verse 12, things which angels desire to look into. You know what that means? It's that even the angels are wowed by this idea of salvation. They desire to look into it. But you know what? Salvation was not promised to them. Who was it promised to? It was promised to us. That's why it is prized. You know, the prophets searched hard and long for it again and again. They would speak, they would compare texts, they would search for this salvation, when the Lord Jesus would come, what manner he should come, when would this salvation come at all. Even angels, they desire to look into it. But to us, it has now already been given. To us, it was promised first. Now, second, it is already fulfilled. And we can have this salvation today. You know, young people, you can have salvation today. You know, what is it that you prize? I prize... When I was younger, I prized this trophy that I had. I really prized it. It was for it was at nationals, right? Track. I saw in the past I did track and field. I did pole vault, right? This event. At nationals, for the first time in my life, like I was so happy because for the first time I won a medal at the inter-schools nationals or something like that, right? And I was just so happy because I didn't expect it. It was a bronze medal. But that year, they gave it, usually they give medals, right? But that year somehow it was extra special because they gave it in a cup. Like that. They gave it in a cup. So that year. And I was so pleased. Well, I every day when I went home, I kept cleaning it. I kept shining it because I was just so happy. What? I got a medal. I won something. I was just so happy. I put it up on my table. Every day I look at it. Wow, look at that. I'm good. Ah. And then, you are just so silly. And there was something I really prized. Every day, wow. You ask me today, where's this thing? I don't know. I don't even have it anymore. I don't even know where it went to. You know, we can prize different things. But what is Peter saying to us here? Peter is saying that salvation that you have, first, it is something that is really rich. It's really deep. It's something that is not just a simple, okay, oh, you're saved, that's it. No, there's so much to discover. You know, today I'm still discovering salvation. Even more. There's so much to discover. Second, not only it is really rich and profound, it's something that you can have now. You don't have to wait a long time for it. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can receive the end of your faith, which is salvation. You can have it now. It is present. Third, you know what? It is something that is a prize. It is something that is so valuable. That's why it says it's so precious. What your faith is so precious. Why? Because you can have salvation at the end of your faith. And these are the things that we hope that you can have. What do you look forward to as you seek your faith, as you seek for faith to become real? It is these three things: that salvation becomes profound, salvation becomes something that is present, salvation becomes something that is like a prize. That is what you can have in your life. Salvation. Salvation is a wonderful thing that along the few weeks we will study, what does it mean also to have salvation? Okay, any questions? How can we respond? You know, and Peter didn't explain much about salvation here. In exactness what it is. But it gives us a clue. Go to Acts chapter 2. You take a look. Hey, Steve, do you need to head upstairs for AM? Ah, you can go ahead. But at least Acts chapter 2. Any time that you're ready. Acts chapter 2. Let's look at Acts. This is a wonderful thing to read. You see? We read first in verse 37. Now, when Peter was speaking a message to them about the Lord Jesus Christ, therefore, you know, he said, let the whole house of Israel know, verse 36, that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. He was presenting to them Jesus. And presenting them the salvation that Jesus has for them. And then verse 37. And when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. And perhaps, you know, you read this and you say, you know, I hope that I can have salvation too. Can you have salvation? Yes. Read. And said to Peter and the rest, the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? You know, what shall we do after we heard this message? And what Peter said to them, verse 38. Then Peter said to them, repent. Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And verse 40, with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. You know, Peter was preaching to them a message of salvation. But what was their part? Repent. Repent. First word, repent. Now, perhaps there are things that you are facing that prevents you from, you know, finding faith in God. Perhaps there are wrong distractions, wrong thoughts, pride that is there, all sorts of wrong things, sins that hinder you. You know, how can I find this faith to be real? Men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do after this? Let's repent. Let's repent from all the wrong things that we have. You know, seek faith. At the end of faith is salvation in God. Can you have salvation? Absolutely. You know, salvation is, you can talk to your teachers later, but salvation is a truly something that it's a wonderful thing to have. If not for salvation, many of us, none of us will be here. You know, this song, The Amazing Grace. You know, John Newton, he wrote this song, and he wrote Amazing Grace because he knew what his life was like. He was a slave trader. They trade slaves in the past. He drank, he cursed, he did all sorts of wrong things. But what did he find in Jesus? What did he find in God? He found faith in God. And what was the end of his faith? Salvation. Salvation changed his entire life. If not for God and faith and the Lord Jesus Christ, there'll be no salvation. And if there's no salvation, his life will end up in destruction. No, you don't want your life to end up in destruction, young people. You want, at the end of it all, what do you hope for? Two paths. You can either choose destruction of your life, or you can choose salvation. What shall you do? Repent. Choose salvation. Repent. Choose faith. Choose to seek after faith. Find faith real. And perhaps the Lord will help move your hearts in ways I don't know how. Perhaps the Lord will help you, to enable you to find faith in Him. Okay? Okay, so we're going to talk to I won't keep you all. But, you know, just try to understand. Along the way, we'll understand a bit more. What does it mean to have salvation? What does it mean to have faith? We'll study that a little bit more. Okay? And, you know, salvation from what also? Sin. Sin is a big problem. And that's why the word is repent first. You must do your part to repent. Okay, talk to your teachers, and then we'll meet again. Okay, I hope this is a bit more helpful to understand. It's hard, 1 Peter, read it by yourself. But along the way, if you read it in the way of this, the idea of salvation that follows through, the theme of salvation, in the later part at least, verse 10 onwards, you can catch a glimpse of what Peter is saying. Okay, tea is at 4:30. Can we meet at 4:30? Or is it earlier? Do you need, what time is your choir? 5:15. Okay, 4:30, enough time. Okay, then you can digest, you can sing well also. Okay, 4:30, we'll meet downstairs. Okay, come, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this time that we have. We thank you for the word that we can read. We pray that we can seek to find salvation at the end of our faith. Father, we pray that we will learn what it means to have faith in you. We pray what it means to have genuine faith, that truly genuine faith will lead to salvation. We pray for the young people. We pray that salvation to be such a real part of their lives, that they can seek salvation because they know of the many things that will lead them down the path of destruction. Father, we just thank you for salvation given to us. We thank you that we can have it today. And we pray for all to have the salvation in you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.